Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Colleagues, Thursday, March 1st, 2012, 1:40 in the afternoon. I'd like to open a work session on House Bill 4164. First, start with an LFO briefing.
Mr. Chair, last session, Senate Bill 99 was passed, which established the Oregon Health Insurance Exchange as a public corporation and required the corporation to submit a formal business plan to the legislature for approval. That has been done. House Bill 4164 acknowledges approval of that business plan and includes some technical changes to provide the corporation with the financial structure to operate as an independent entity. The Dash 7 amendments, which are before us, permit school districts and eligible employees of districts to participate in the health benefit plans offered through that health insurance exchange beginning in October of 2015. The Dash 7 amendment does not change the original no fiscal determination.
Senator Devlin?
Yeah, Mr. Co-Chair. I move the Dash 7 amendments to the bill.
Senator Devlin moves the Dash 7 amendments to House Bill 4164. Is there any discussion?
Just a quick question.
Senator Nelson?
I've got the Dash 6, but I think they're pretty similar to the Dash 7s. But I just want to make sure that the community colleges, the reference to the community colleges, that they are part of the districts. Is that understood, or is that part of the Dash 7s too? That they have the option to be in it. I think there was some question as to whether or not they were included or not. But they want to be included, as I understand. Mm-hmm. Is that the understanding for everybody? Can you answer that?
I'm here. Mr. Chair, I have not checked the legal site in the bill, but I do know that college districts are part of the OEB plan now as our school districts.
Well, in the Dash 6 on page 2, where it's 3A, 3C actually, it says, as used in the subsection, district does not include a community college district, but I think that only applies to Section 3 and not to the whole bill. Is that?
I believe that's to be.
That's my understanding.
So we have that understanding.
I think we vetted through that if they were OEB participants, they had the opportunity.
Okay. I just want to make that clear. Thank you.
And Senator, we can make a note so that when it gets to the full, that question can be fully vetted and answered.
Okay, very good.
Further question? Is there any against the Dash 7 amendments? If not, we will move the Dash 7 amendments into House Bill 4164.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move House Bill 4164 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Devlin moves House Bill 4164 with the Dash 7 amendments to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Any opposition? Seeing none, so moved. Close the work session on House Bill 4164. Okay. Can you carry in full, and then maybe we'll have Thompson carry on the floor?
Perfect. Is that good? Why don't we do Thompson and Greenlight, Co-Chair.
Okay.
And Senator Bates on the floor.
And who for full?
Greg Smith will handle it in full, and then Thompson and Greenlight on the floor. Okay. Just go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. You don't need to assume carries for the Human Services.
I'd like to open a work session on House Bill 4165. Welcome, Sheila. Can you please give us the briefing?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee. House Bill 4165 is the bill that expands the the sunset on the Early Learning Council. It also establishes the Youth Development Council. The bill was heard in the House Human Services Subcommittee, and it was also heard in Ways and Means Human Services Subcommittee, and they had passed the bill out with amendments. As we were finalizing those amendments, it became apparent that there was some additional language needed around creating the Youth Development Council Fund. So the A19 amendments before you make that happen, and that language mirrors the existing language in the bill about the Early Learning Council Fund. And so we would recommend that you adopt the A19 amendments and move the bill back to full.
Thank you.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I move the -19 amendments to the bill.
Senator Devlin moves the -A19 amendments to House Bill 4165. Any discussion? Any opposition? So moved. Senator Devlin.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 4165 as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Devlin moves House Bill 4165A as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any opposition? Seeing none. We don't do the carriers for this because they already have in committee.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Yeah. House Bill 4165, as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation, has passed. I'd like to close the work session on House Bill 4165.
Mr. Chairman, can I request that Senator Winters carry that bill to the floor? And unless you have another suggestion to the floor also, I do not know who would be the most appropriate person on the House side.
Well, I thought because the bill came from the Health Care Committee, we'd go back to the original folks there.
That was the carriers we have.
Yeah, Senator Winters and Representatives Tomei and Kotek.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Chairman, I believe that is fine. The only reason I would suggest Senator Winters, she's part of both, to be quite honest, is we do actually like a full Ways and Means member to present the pony on the floor so they get all the information on the record that is necessary.
Senator Winters?
Senator Winters.
Senator Winters.
Yeah, yeah, she's there for both.
She's there for both.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's covered. Thank you.
Yeah.
The pony.
Anything in particular I need?
All right. I'd like to open a work session on House Bill 4175. Ask LFO to give us a briefing.
Chair, members of the subcommittee, House Bill 4175 allows the counties of Curry, Douglas, Josephine, Klamath, Lane, and Lynn to set aside their statutes limiting the use of monies in their respective county road funds for the purpose of patrolling by law enforcement. The A4 amendment to the bill adds Coos County to that list. The bill applies these provisions to any previous year or year following, allows the counties to backfill expenditures they might have made from another fund for the purpose of law enforcement patrolling. The sunset on those provisions that's contained in the bill is January 2nd, 2016. The measure also contains provisions that allow any county to make an inter-fund loan from the county's road fund into another county road fund for law enforcement patrol, and that's available to any county.
Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the -4 amendments to the bill.
Senator Devlin moves the -A4, the amendments to House Bill 4175. Any questions? Any opposition? So moved. Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move HB 4175A as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Devlin moves House Bill 4175 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any opposition? Seeing none, so moved.
Mr. Chairman.
I thought we did this one.
No, we did. Carriers?
On the Senate side, not necessarily to the full, but on the Senate side, can I ask for Senator Berger? I know that Representative Nathanson has done a lot of work on these bills.
They're surrounding me.
You want to carry this in the fall?
This is the county road funds?
Yes.
I didn't specifically on the road funds. I worked on the next two.
Sure.
Could you carry it?
No problem.
Yeah.
Representative Smith.
Did we do this?
To both?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Who's carrying?
Kotek and.
Do you want McLean to do it since he served on the committee?
That's good.
And he's on.
Yes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have him be McLean because he's on both the committee and the.
I want to close the work session on House Bill 4175.
Oh, there's a matter. Thank you. Thank you.
Anything in particular I need?
I'd like to open a work session on House Bill 4176 and ask LFO to give us a briefing.
Mr. Co-Chair, members of the subcommittee, this is the second of three bills designed to help counties out that are on the verge of potential fiscal crisis or distress. This bill focuses on the county assistance account at the Department of Revenue that counties use to fund their property, help fund their property assessment and taxation functions. Changes in this bill would allow them to make use of those funds even if they are in a particular situation or have budget expenditures lower than expected. You have the -A6 amendments before you. These are technical amendments that make the bill work. And they ensure that those resources are allocated across all counties, not just those that would formally met certification. And they also allow funds to be set aside on behalf of non-participating counties. In the end, if those funds aren't used for those functions, they would be returned back to the account.
We're talking about 77 now?
76. 4176.
Oh, Ms. Byerly was reading 77.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
May I begin again?
Thank you, Ms.
Hobson.
Yes.
That would be the second bill.
Yes.
We'll get to that in a minute.
We'll come back to that.
Excuse me. You asked me if I needed to tell you something.
Yeah.
I told you the wrong thing.
Okay.
So,
okay.
House Bill 4176 is a little more complex than what I just discussed. Mm-hmm. And Representative Nathan has worked on the policy amendments related to this bill. This bill sets up a process and statute where counties who are either believing they're not going to be able to maintain their functions or either currently or in the next year can apply to the governor for a declaration of fiscal distress. It involves a review process where the governor will start looking at that county's services, focusing on those state-required services to determine whether or not they're going to be adequate. And there's a provision for a financial assistance board to be set up. The bill also describes a process for what that fiscal assistance board can do to help the county manage through its issues. The fiscal elements of the bill, which have been modified in the -A9 amendment, deal with the setting up of a special fund that the county would use to deposit monies into to help cover the cost of administering this board and helping the county with their plan. It also attaches that fund to the Department of Administrative Services and provides a dollar expenditure limitation for the department to help the board access and use those funds. The funding component also acknowledges that a general fund may be appropriated from the emergency board or by the assembly to allow that process to continue and assist the counties in the functions that, on the admin of that board. There are also two policy amendments in the packet. The -A11 amendment deals with a threshold for counties to become eligible. This amendment looks at their property tax revenues in the counties, and if they were receiving federal money under the Secure Rural Schools Fund at 10% or more of their property tax revenues, they become eligible for services under the fiscal distress process. You would find in the staff major summary a list of the counties that become eligible under that threshold. They are Benton, Columbia, Coos, Curry, Douglas, Grant, Jackson, Josephine, Klamath, Lane, Lynn, Polk, and Tillamook counties. Then the last amendment, the A12 amendment, would repeal these statutes that set up the assistance process and the fund on January 2nd, 2014. Yes, Mr. Co-Chair. What you have before you are three separate amendments, so you need to take action on those separately. Before this bill comes to the full committee, we'll have one combined amendment that handles all three pieces.
Thank you. Representative Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Lori, as folks were looking at the formula threshold for what counties would be included, was there any discussion on Wheeler County, the smallest county in the state?
Mr. Cody, Representative Smith, I was not involved in the discussions on the threshold. Representative Nathan may have some insight into that.
The discussion was about the extent to which a county would be impacted from a significant loss to its basically to its general fund. So it wasn't based on population, square miles, or any other sort of geographic or census data. It was on financial impact. And I do have a list of impacts from, this is from the 2007-08 level of forest receipts. So I do have statistical information available. And it looks like the general fund loss to Wheeler County was 6.9%. The reason it goes back this far is there was an official report by the governor's task force. The report was completed in 2009, I believe. It was based on fiscal year 2008 data, and everything we're doing is based on something that had been carefully researched and agreed on in a published report.
Can I do a follow-up? I appreciate that. Did Associated Oregon Counties, did they reach out to all the counties to seek their input on the legislation? They're shrugging their shoulders back there.
I don't see anybody specifically here who has been testifying in front of the committee, but I can tell you that repeatedly AOC has been present at the meetings and have brought relevant information. Personally, I don't remember them saying Wheeler County was requesting to be included.
Okay.
And when we were talking about the threshold, it went between 10% and 20% during the conversation. The idea was to push it down fairly low. As you hear, they were still significantly below that number.
Yeah, just really quick, I appreciate the work and support the bill. And I don't represent Wheeler County, but I'm very familiar with their economy. And what concerns me is that even a 6.5% reduction in their general fund, when you're dealing with a population of less than 1,500 people, they don't have the ability to spread their fixed costs that other counties might have. And so... But it sounds like they've had an opportunity to participate and to express themselves. So thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Representative. And again, I would say if we choose to move this bill, which I anticipate doing, we can make a note, and I'm sure that somebody from AOC will simply quickly go ask that question. And if it was a necessary change, we did not hear that during testimony, but I'm sure open to hearing from them if they've been left out of the conversation.
Sure, appreciate it. Thank you.
Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I move the -9 amendments to the bill.
Senator Devlin moves the -A9 amendments to House Bill 4176. Is there any further discussion? Any opposition? -A9s are moved.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Devlin.
I move the -A11 amendments to the bill.
Senator Devlin moves the -A11 amendments to House Bill 4176. Are there any discussion? Any opposition? If not, so moved. Senator Devlin.
I move the -A12 amendments to the bill.
Senator Devlin moves the -A12 amendment to House Bill 4176. Any discussion on that? Any opposition? Seeing none, so moved. Senator Devlin.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 4176A as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Devlin moves House Bill 4176 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Is there any opposition? Seeing none, so moved. I would carriers.
Mr. Chairman, might I suggest he has not been assigned a bill yet, who is from one of the impacted counties, that at full, Senator Whitsitt actually carry at full and on the floor, that it be Senator Whitsitt and Senator Virgin.
The person that actually worked so hard on this bill and got it to where it is was Nathanson. I would rather she did it at the full.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
And then Nathanson on the floor,
okay.
If that's okay.
That would be excellent, actually, and these would just be the Senate assignments for the floor.
Okay, are we all covered?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Close the work session on House Bill 4176.
Good job on this.
You're doing the...
Yes.
You practiced it once.
It'll be a deja vu moment.
I'd like to open the work session on House Bill 4177 and once again hear the LFO briefing.
As I mentioned previously, when I thought I had the right bill in front of me, this is the bill that allows the counties to continue to work with the Department of Revenue on receiving monies through the county assessment function funding assistance account, even if they don't meet some of the previous criteria pieces of that for use of those dollars. The -A6 amendment are technical changes of the bill to make it work. It came rather in a hurried fashion to us from the Revenue Committee.
Thank you very much. Senator Devlin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the dash A6 amendments to the bill.
Senator Devlin moves the dash A6 amendments to House Bill 4177. Any discussion? Any opposition? So moved. Senator Devlin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move HB 4177A as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Devlin moves House Bill 4177A as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Is there any opposition? So ordered. Carriers.
I can go with Nathan's in both places if it's for the House if you want.
Someone then, else in the House you'd rather have?
I can't think of anyone.
The only other person we'd share with from the committee would be McLean.
Oh, yeah.
He's
oh,
on McLean. Oh, good. We share that on the floor.
Great.
Okay,
great.
So
Nathanson to full, mm-hmm. and McLean and Nathanson on the floor.
Okay.
And that's great. Senator Berger to the floor.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, do you know of any further business before the Capital Construction Subcommittee?
Do we need to just recess if we're going to have another meeting or not?
We don't know if we're going to have another
can
meeting.
Can we close?
It's up to you.
We can go ahead and close and reopen later.
All right. I better recess. Oh,
you better recess. Better recess. You need to recess.
We're getting the clue from over here that we can...
Whatever.
We can re-notice.
And we can reopen as long as we give the notice.
All right. Again, this is the Capital Construction Subcommittee on Thursday, March 1st. We started at approximately 1:40 in the afternoon, and for the moment, with no further business before us, we will adjourn.
He just said that. That's what he just said.
20 minutes.
That's right. Good job. Good job.